Jeff Colder, Extension Corn Agronomist, University of Minnesota.
Jeff, we're seeing the Minnesota corn crop and the nation's corn crop maturing faster than average. What might this mean for eventual yield?
Well, it's hard to say at this point, but generally we like to see a slow extended period of grain fill during this time of year.
I see a small percentage of corn in Minnesota, and I think also with the latest national crop update, a small percentage of corn that has now reached the dent stage. So at that point, or have we kind of missed that window for corn that is that mature?
Well, so right now we're past the really critical period of corn development. So right now, basically the number of kernels are already set on the ears. And right now the soil moisture and temperature conditions are impacting grain fill. So basically how heavy those kernels get at the end of the year. And during this time of year, we like to see, lack of moisture stress. And generally, we like to see an extended period of grain fill that is occurring on average or even slower than average. If we can have a nice, calm, extended period of grain fill with little stress or maintenance requirements on that corn crop, generally we see heavier kernels at the end of the year. So the fact that we're about 5 to 6 days or so ahead of normal in terms of crop development in Minnesota and in much of the Corn Belt, I wouldn't say is a detriment to yield potential, but I think if it was, average or even a little bit behind average in terms of crop development, it wouldn't be hurting us at all. So as long as moisture isn't limiting right now, the warmer temperatures and being ahead of normal isn't, doing us any advantage or disadvantage per se on yield, but in areas where soil moisture is starting to get limiting, then definitely we want to see, less air temperature and maybe slower rate of crop development.
I was looking at some historical data today, and apparently 2018 is the third fastest corn maturing year in recent memory. I guess 1987 and 2012, those 2 years, we saw corn mature faster than this year, but 2018, the third fastest for the corn crop maturing. And apparently, the yields were reduced those other years with that fast maturity. So there's some history to look at there, but it sure sounds like, less than a week ahead of the five-year average. If there is a negative impact, it sounds like your opinion is it will be minor at best.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be huge. And either way, I think we're looking at a lot of corn to be hauled this fall. So we can't really do much about the weather, but being ahead of normal is nice for those who want to get their field work done and things wrapped up in the fall.
And that's a very good point to end on with this subject, especially in a place like Minnesota where the threat of an early frost is kind of always in the back of a grower's mind. It's certainly not a bad thing to see this crop maturing this quickly, because that means the combines can get out that much sooner. And then, like you pointed out too, not only get the crop into the bin, but get some of that post-harvest work done in the field, which in recent years, some of that's been limited by the weather.
Absolutely. And I think this whole topic of being ahead of normal in terms of crop development isn't a real big concern for the upper Midwest, but places like, central Iowa, Illinois, and further east and south that are experiencing warmer temperatures than we are, those are the areas that are going to be probably more impacted negatively by, being ahead of normal and warm air temperatures.
All right. Jeff, what else are you seeing out there in cornfields that has your attention?
Well, where the crop hasn't been affected by too much water this spring, it looks great, and I think the yield is going to be trending above average. So I'm optimistic and look forward to getting the crop out successfully and setting ourselves up for a good 2019.
Any insect or disease threats that you're concerned about right now?
No, nothing real noteworthy in corn from my standpoint, but you may check with some of the IPM specialists at the university and get their take on that.
And given where the corn crop is at right now in Minnesota, what's a realistic start time, do you think, for grain harvest? Probably see some corn getting chopped here maybe later this month.
Definitely, yeah. So it's hard for me to predict at this point. It's going to vary field to field, but yeah, I think the growers can expect it approaching pretty quickly. And for those that are going to be harvesting silage, they want to definitely be on top of it to make sure that they're harvesting at the appropriate moisture content.